Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I am your host, Sam P. We have an awesome show for you today. We're going to be talking about the power of grace, man. And it's something that keeps changing my life every single day. The grace of God is the reason why we have the ability to do those things that we can't do for ourselves, because grace is a gift given through the Son, Jesus Christ, to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Now think about what you couldn't do for yourself. Think about what you could do without Christ. I just want you to think about that while you're sitting here talking to your friends, telling them that Renewed Radio is on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever your friends are, tell them that Renewed Radio is live. You can call in. The number is 917-889-7068. We're going to get into our first intro song by my man, Doctorin, featuring Kid Got It and Brother Minister, who has a single coming out the 31st. Call Rise Up. It is off the chain, man. Go check out Final Reflect Entertainment with Funeral.
They say when you're gone, you're gone. You're gone and live your life. Everything's a go tonight. There ain't no red light. If you like it, gon' try it, gotta do it right. Thought I told you once before, I ain't about that life. That feeling you feeling is never fulfilling. And friends you around will never be found when you dropping the ceiling. Now how you was getting is gone. Tell me I'm wrong, I prove that I'm right. But things in my past, it wants to be last. And love to haunt me at night. Cause they wanting me back in that old life. But all the shade when black is light.
Nobody even noticed that I changed. Soon as I mention the name of Jesus, they all becoming strange. I'm changing my lifestyle, next thing you know, they're just walking away. But that is okay, cause I got Jesus when I'm walking through this maze. There's gotta be a way to deliver the message of the gospel to these people, cause they just don't know. Anytime I mention the gospel, they won't receive it, cause they're setting the ways and they won't let it go. They don't stand a fighting chance. Jesus is our life advance. He's saving souls and making them clean. He can do it for you too, that's for snappy.
Let me see the world.
That was Final Reflect and a Tang Tang. Dr. and Kid Got It and Brother Minister. That was Funeral. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Had a great weekend, man. We went out to Apple of His Eye Apostolic Ministries, as well as Maximizing Life. Big shout out to my Maximizing Life family, Apple of His Eye Apostolic Ministries, ministering to the youth as well as to the singles. Man, it's a great honor just to be in the presence of youth and even singles and just, you know, minister the word of God, because I was single and I was a child at one point in my life. But through those things, God can use you, whether you are single or whether you are married, or even whether you are even a youth or that has grown up. I say an older youth, maybe 18, 19. God can use you to minister and go back to those areas that people feel like they have no hope, or it gets rough in the singles, while you're single, especially, you know, when you are doing the will of God. But we're going to talk about a power of grace very briefly. And when you think about grace, Jesus Christ is the only one that has that gift, that he can give us grace. And why is grace so important? Well, for the believer, it gives us the ability to do the will of God. Because without God's grace, we can do nothing. And when we think about grace, you know, a lot of times I've heard people say that, well, because Jesus died for our past, our present, and our future sins, then people can do whatever they want to do and get away with it. Well, that's not true. See, one thing about it, without God's grace, we don't even get another chance to see another day. But sometimes people can take advantage of God's grace and come in with that mindset, because of God dying on the cross for our sins, our past, present, and future sins. Most people think that, okay, well, I can get away with anything, you know what I mean? But according to 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10, it says this. It says, he will use every kind of evil, talking about Satan, every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction, because they refuse to love and accept the truth that will save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, that they will believe these lies. They will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. So the truth is that God died on the cross for our sins. The truth is that his grace is sufficient for us, but we have to choose to receive his grace, because grace is a gift. If you go to a Christmas party and someone has a gift for you, but you don't receive the gift, then obviously you ain't going to receive the reward that's inside of it. So if you say that God's grace, I receive God's grace, if you actually receive it in your heart, instead of saying that you receive it and playing games with it, then the thing about it, when you receive God's grace, you get the ability to do those things like love your enemies. You get the ability to do those things like have peace in the midst of a chaotic situation. That's only God's grace. He graces us with strength to get up every day and do our daily tasks when we are a single parent, when we have a lot of when we have a lot of stuff to do on our schedule. God graces us with strength to complete it, but we have to continue to focus on it. For the non-believer or a follower of Christ, before we chose his grace, he still had grace on us. The word says that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, we are still sinners, but the difference is the people who chose to receive the grace of God, that grace covers our sin. So everybody's a sinner. The difference between a Christian and a non-believer or a person that's not, chooses not to follow Christ, is that a believer chose to accept God's grace, and we have to accept that grace on a daily basis. It ain't a one-time thing. See, when you go to the altar, that's just the start of your journey. But after that, you got to continue to receive God's grace on a daily basis. It's like a boot camp. And see, the enemy will not stop trying to put lies in our head, even as believers. That's why we got to stay close to the Lord even more, because now that we are connected, the enemy knows that we're connected, and he also knows that the people that he has under bondage, we are a threat on his kingdom by speaking the gospel to those people who currently believe the lies, but once the light has been revealed to them through the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the grace of God that lives within inside of believers, then can see the same thing we see. Because not everybody going to see the same thing initially, of course. Not everybody is going to see that. Not everybody is born into a Christian home. But one thing about it is God will reveal himself to everybody. It's a certain reason why certain people are not even born knowing nothing about God, because that's even a stronger testimony. Not neglecting any other testimonies, but a person that doesn't know anything about God, wasn't raised in any Christian background, once they have an undeniable experience with God, then they can know that this is real, because they don't have all the man-made traditions of some churches that sometimes make it a traditional and religious relationship instead of a relationship with Christ, a loving and intimate relationship. So the power of grace, it does two things. For the believer, it gives us the ability to love our enemies. It gives us the ability to go through our daily tasks. It gives us the ability to move forward even when we go down. For the people who have not received Christ, just like I was, it saves us from death. But if we keep walking in death, if we keep walking in darkness, then God's grace won't cover that sin for long. But it covers it by his grace and mercy to a point that it gives us the ability, it gives us a time to receive his grace, to receive his life, because we are on the time. And sometimes people don't believe that, oh, I can wait all year, or I can wait all the time. I don't have to give my life to Christ now. I just want to have my fun in the world, which is really not fun. It's leading you to death. And then I give my life to Christ later. But you don't know if you're going to get time like that other person. You don't know when your time is. So it's very important and it's very urgent that we give our lives to Christ, because the word says no one knows the day nor the hour that he's going to return. He's going to be like a thief in the night. So the power of grace, man, I just thank the Lord for his grace and mercy. His love is unconditional. His love is never failing. And even in the midst of a cold world, he still comes and comforts us, even in the midst. But you really have to reach out to him. It gets rough, even as a believer. But one thing about it, we got to continue to have hope. Because if we don't hope in Jesus Christ, we ain't got no hope in nobody else. What you going to hope in? Your job? You going to hope in man? When man consistently fails us over and over again, and God never fails, he sacrificed his own life to die for our sins, when he didn't even have to do that at all, that's a loving God and a wonderful God. Man, this is Renew Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. As we go to our next song, man, I was rocking to this song today. This lady right here, she's a woman of God. She's a great mother, and she has her album coming out, Pages from My Diary. This is Miss Mara featuring Superstar 6 with her single Mercy. Check it out, man.
Looking around me, yeah, you wanna pull me down, yeah. Lot of mercy, God. The devil's around me, but never let them take me, nor protect me from the enemies. In the name of the Son of God,
lot of mercy, God.
They wanna shoot me down, don't wanna see me win. Too much I done sacrificed. I can't throw the towel in. Ooh, I hear him talking, but I ain't got time for that. Projecting your insecurities, I'm just gonna give them back. You don't have no idea, I could have been dead and gone. Pray fast and I grind, that's how I keep holding on. I took the road less traveled, had to break up out them shackles. Yeah, I been set free, physically and mentally. I don't know why they mad, tolerating that misery. I evicted it years ago, can no longer live with me. Opposition all in my past, but that ain't nothing new. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no evil.
Yeah, yeah. Looking around me.
Opposition around me.
Yeah. You wanna pull me down? Yeah.
Lot of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
The devil's around me, but never let them take me, nor protect me from the enemies in the name of the Son of God.
Lot of mercy. I'm a soul like an eagle, wanna walk a water like Jesus, not get distracted like Peter. I got that faith of a mustard seed, moving these mountains out my way. Yeah, I slay every demon in my way, and I murder this place like every single day. I'm trying to tell you that no weapon formed against me gon' prosper. Devil tried to kill us several times, but he can't stop us. Back to the drawing board, so what you gon' do next? Meanwhile, I'm in the word, flipping all through the text. Fill my spirit up, God, won't you do it for me, please? Thank you in advance for supplying my every need. I ain't worried about what tomorrow gon' bring. Long as I keep God first, I can conquer anything.
Yeah, yeah. Looking around me, I'm positioned around me.
Yeah.
You wanna pull me down? Yeah.
Lot of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick shout out to everybody who has been supporting, everybody who has been following. Make sure y'all keep on rocking with Final Reflect Entertainment. New single is going to be coming out at the end of August called Rise Up. Make sure y'all sign up for the VVIP to get early access. Rise Up pretty much is just rising above the things that's keeping us down as a people, as a human race. I'm not talking about a specific race or color, nationality, or creed. I'm talking about what's keeping us down together as a race. We need to rise above that. That's what the song's about. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Love.
We gotta rise up.
Yeah, y'all go check out Brother Minister's single, Rise Up. It's actually coming out on Wednesday. So look, man, go ahead and check that out. I will be actually interviewing Brother Minister next week. So definitely it's coming out on, well, not this Wednesday, I'm sorry. It's coming out at the end of the month, which is on a Wednesday. That's the 31st. Rise Up. Go ahead and check out Final Reflect Entertainment. Check out their page on Facebook, Final Reflect Entertainment. Check out Doctor and Sut page Brother Ministers page, New Revs page, Paradigm Gospel Music Charts, Christian artists, go ahead and submit your music to Paradigm Gospel, get you more exposure. They also do campaign marketing and banners. Man, great company, great men of God going for Jesus Christ. Man, check out my man, Known with Better Me Remix.
He's working on a better me, so much closer than I used to be. I speak in poetry to let the people see that he bled up on a tree to set me free indeed. This life that I live ain't for me to lead. Holy Spirit's in my feet where they need to be. I soar with these eagle wings up the heights where I war with these evil beings. When the speaker sword swings in my enemy, y'all could bet that he flees cause he's scared of me. I'm submitted to my king up in everything, cause that blood that he spills like a wedding ring. Gave his life for you and me, I'ma do the same. Even if it means every drop in my veins, I'm a warrior for love and I'm spitting flames. There's power in my tongue when I speak his name. I ain't who I used to be, he's working on a better me. I'm a new creation now, I'm so much closer than I used to be. So much better when I choose to breathe. I ain't who I used to be, he's working on a better me. I'm a new creation now, I'm so much closer than I used to be. So much better when I choose to breathe. This ain't no game, it's real life every day. Battle scars on my knees for my family. I got a smile on my face cause he made a way. I shine bright so the darkness will fade away. I give light to the hearts of the people main, and bring hope to the lost till I see the grave. It don't matter what it costs, I'm dead anyway. See, I died to myself when he made it plain. He said he would never leave me, never go away. So I trust that he never lead me astray. He's the potter, I'm the dust, just a lump of clay. Empty vessel, fill me up with your love and grace. I can't wait to the day that I see your face. But for now, I'm bringing heaven to this evil race, so that you could catch a glimpse, get a little taste of what it's like in my spiritual secret place. I ain't who I used to be, he's working on a better me. I'm a new creation now, I'm so much closer than I used to be. So much better when I choose to breathe. I ain't who I used to be, he's working on a better me. I'm a new creation now, I'm so much closer than I used to be. So much better when I choose to breathe. We elevating the celebration of right wrong. Our generation calls everything that is right wrong. Their adoration is flesh gratification, but the gavel swinging, we saddle waiting, singing our fight song. We're salivating and ready to battle Satan. There's no escaping his face, so we aim at that little python. I see the lights on, zooming in like a Nikon, and pull the trigger when I'm sure that I got my sights on. When I deliver these arrows that are in my quiver, apparently I'm a ninja that'll hit you when I turn my mic on. I don't even recognize this man in the mirror, God's fire in his eyes. Standing by the river, no smoke in his lung, no fork in his tongue, bringing hope to the ones with their hand by the trigger. Mobbing through the shadows in the valley of the reaper, ain't afraid of evil, got the gospel on his sneakers. I ain't who I used to be, he's working on a better me. I'm a new creation now, I'm so much closer than I used to be. So much better when I choose to breathe. I ain't who I used to be, he's working on a better me. I'm a new creation now, I'm so much closer than I used to be. So much better when I choose to breathe.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Closing my eyes today, cause I don't wanna feel this pain anymore. But God kept the moment and told me everything is gonna be okay. You said all I have to do is keep my head.
living in this crazy world. God, you help me to survive. You say all I have to do is keep my head up higher. All I gotta do is breathe. Hey, just breathe down. All I gotta do is breathe. Yeah, yeah. All I gotta do is just breathe. Yeah, breathe. Hey, oh, all I gotta do is breathe. Yeah, yeah. Start over again. Everybody say, oh, la di da. Everybody say, oh, oh. Everybody say, oh, oh, oh. All I gotta do is
yeah, that was T-Rain Gilbert with Breathe. Go check out his debut album, The Imprint, in stores now and all the digital stores, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify is streaming down there, but his album is out right now. This is Renewed Radio as we are winding down. A couple of announcements. Renewed Radio will be only airing Tuesdays starting the 29th of this month. So we will go from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to this Tuesday at 6:30. So keep that in mind. I'm going to post it on Facebook. Remember, Renewed Radio starting the 29th will only be airing at 6:30 on Tuesday. Also, that's about it for the announcements. Just to recap what we were talking about, the power of grace, I just want to come from Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. It says, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." So if you ever think that God doesn't love us, just check out Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. I am your host, Sam P. I will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Peace out.